Hello. My name is Marina Simone. I'm the CEO and founder of Moms in Heels, where we teach busy moms how to slay online sales so they can go from the cubicle to the throne as a fierce, awesome, free human. Yeah. And I got to tell you, one of the reasons that I became a mompreneur was to buy back moments, right? I missed my daughter take her first steps. I remember that moment like it was yesterday. It was this specific time where I thought there was never going to be another life for me. Being chained to a cubicle, missing my daughter take her first steps, my boss over my shoulder, knowing I was upset because I had just got the text that she had walked and I wasn't there while she was at daycare, and having my boss over my shoulder telling me not to cry, to keep it professional, and to get the work done that I couldn't leave. That was just a moment that, like, I felt like the worst mom on the planet. I don't know if you've ever experienced something where you've missed something in your family's life or your kid's life before, where you legit just felt like a shitty person. This was that moment for me back in 2011. And I remember just thinking in the car, crying on the way to pick my kid up, being the last parent there, always the first one to drop her off and the last one to pick her up. I was like, dude, there's gotta be a better way. And I remembered about this friend of mine that was from high school that kept trying to tell me about this business opportunity. And it wasn't because I didn't want extra money. It was literally just because I didn't believe in myself. I didn't believe that that would work for me. I didn't believe because I had no network. Like, people never wanted to make money with me because of my past. I just didn't believe that this was something that could work for me. And so thinking back to where I am now and what I overcame and the fact that I trusted this person enough to show up to watch a presentation, I was inspired by the stories that were told there to believe for a second that it could work for me. And I want you to know right now, what I just did is probably built curiosity in a lot of you to know more about my story and know more about what I said yes to, how I said yes, how the meeting went, and the specifics that go with it. And I want to share with you tonight exactly how I just told you that story with my curiosity 6-step formula. It is important that you become a better storyteller on your social media. I don't know if you guys see the ads lately, but even the ads on social media are very much people telling stories. TikToks, Reels, all the things. It's storytelling. Remember what I said on day one of the posting for profit? I said you have to stop being so hard on yourself. You're learning a new skill set. You need to learn the skills. You're gonna have to do them, screw them up, mess them up, get better. The only way you can become really good at something is by practicing and screwing it up. Your story is what matters. So I'm excited tonight to share with you what I use anytime I'm gonna tell a story, whether I'm on stage, whether I'm telling a story like this, whether I'm sharing my story when I'm presenting, whether I'm telling my story in story sequences, whatever it is, I use this. It's important. So I'm excited to go over this with you. So we have the workbook. Here's an example of those of you that do the VIP. When you upgrade to VIP, you're going to receive a workbook, the digital download. And so if you're like, I've been watching this for free, but I want the workbook so I can go back and watch the replays are free. When you're purchasing the workbook, when you upgrade for $47, you will get the workbook of all these things that will be laid out for you. So instead of just whiteboard style, you're going to have a workbook to work with. So the very first thing we're going to do is we're going to discuss the story that you're telling. The story that you're telling, or the curiosity you build, is never going to be around your product or around your business. I know that's hard for some of you, but you are always what you're building curiosity around. What you're eating, what you're drinking, what you're watching, what you're buying, what you're shopping, where you're shopping, why you're shopping there. What changed for you? What got better for you? But you, my friend, are the person that people are curious about.
I mean, people want to know what I got going on?
Yes. Is that not weird? I know. It's so weird. People will message me and literally ask me, like, where'd you get those glasses? Or where'd you buy that? Or what were you using? Or ba-ba-da-bee-ba-da-bop, because they're curious about you. All right? Step one. It's actually not step one. It's just, this is what we're going to build this formula around. You, boo-boo. Okay, let's go. You're going to learn that there's 6 pieces to this, right? 6. Number 1, specific problem and a specific moment. I told you about a specific problem I had with missing moments in my kid's life. And then what I did was, is I brought a specific moment into that when I remember missing my daughter taking her first step. I brought you into my story with a specific problem and a specific moment. So right here, I want you to think, what is the specific problem and what is the specific moment that you're going to talk about in that post or in that moment or on stage or when you tell your story? You can use this when you're storytelling at any time. Somebody asked you to tell your testimonial story. Keep up. I am remembered for missing my daughter's first steps whenever I get on stage because people relate to that. So how do we do this when it comes to the product? This is hard for some of you because you sell the weight loss result and you don't talk about the specific moment that you got back. That's important. So hear me out for a second. Let's pretend we're talking about my product, which is the 5-day drop. Lose 5 pounds in 5 days with your 5 besties. Yes, I branded it. Yes, we had fun with it. Yes, we have a lot of amazing leaders. You can do the same thing with your stuff. A lot of our amazing leaders, we all got together, we created this program, and we're killing it. So I just wanted to say that. But my 5-day drop, this is how I would market it to my people. Remember day one for posting for profits. What did we talk about? We talked about laugh, love, learn, lead. We talked about those specific problems that I would have, that I would relate to. So let's just say I'm talking to me and I think about my 5-day drop program. I'm going to think about a specific problem. I personally am turning 40 years old this year. So specific problem that I got is the hormonal pooch. Okay. Let's go keep it 100. It's a damn hormonal pooch. And the specific problem this hormonal pooch causes is I can't zip up my damn jeans or I can't wear my favorite pair of jeans. I'm like literally stuck in, you know how it's like, you see the, I'm sorry, I'm dying today. But like when you literally like, you know, we're stuck in those yoga pants because they suck them in here, but then they make your booty look good because they got the thingy in them. Yeah, like I want to be able to wear my damn jeans. You know what I mean? But the hormonal pooch at 40, and you can see I got rid of the hormonal acne and that little sucker's coming right back because it knows I'm turning 40. Yeah, okay. So the hormonal pooch is making me where I can't wear my freaking favorite jeans. And I don't say muffin top because I eat muffins. I love my muffins. So specific problem, specific hormonal pooch with the jeans. Now I'm going to get even deeper because I want to talk about why I have the hormonal pooch. What's my specific problem? For me, it's like the cravings of crap. Binge eating 9:30, 10 o'clock at night when I'm like, oh, finally my brain calms down. Like I can watch my Netflix and chill. And then I'm like, oh, and I take my depression anxiety medication. And then I'm like, oh, I'm hungry and I want to eat, right? This is a specific problem that I have. So I know the specific problem, the specific moment I'm going to think about, and I'm going to talk about is right before I did the 5-day drop. And I'm going to talk about how I went in my closet and I was trying on clothes because I had to be on stage. And I was looking in the mirror and I was like, dude, I can't wear that. I can see the pooch in those pants. Like I can't even wear the tight pants. Like that's a problem. If I can't wear the pants to hold the belly in because the pooch is still coming out, freaking hormones, like that's going to be a problem. And so I'm like, all right, well, I got to wear those jeans then, but I still can't zip up the jeans. Like that is a specific moment where I started to feel like really not confident and crappy about myself. So I've identified the specific problem. I've identified who I'm targeting. I'm not trying to talk to everyone. Some of you right now are trying to talk to everyone in every damn post that you're talking to no one. Get specific. Some of you can do the baby pooch because you just had a baby. Some of you are like, you know, maybe I got to talk about, you know, the pudge. Call it a pudge. Maybe with your makeup, there's cakey makeup that you've been wearing and now you have a makeup that's so much better. Or you have a skincare product that finally doesn't burn your face off or make your face discolored or whatever. Get in your niche, exactly. Number two, bold statement or start with a question. When you think of starting with a question, like when you start off, it engages someone in the beginning. Or you could start with a bold statement. So for example, I could literally start my post off with stupid hormonal pooch. Hit my ass. I don't know. Bold statement. What is it doing? It's a bold statement that I'm starting with. Some of you are like, yo, you were a little ratchet. I would never start a post that way. Cool. No problem. You could start it with a question. Am I the only one that literally thinks of eating muffins when I look at my own muffin top? That's a question that I think people who have a muffin top or feel like they have one would definitely pay attention to. Start it off with something bold and how you're going to weave it in with a specific problem or their specific moment that you're going to talk about. Okay, so that's number two. Remember, 80-20. 80-20. So curiosities are not going to be 80% of the time. It'll be 20% of the time. So remember the 80-20 rule. This is where that 20% comes in or less. Number three, we have to tell the story. So we identified the problem. We identified the hormonal pooch, blah, blah, blah. Now we've got to tell the story. I remember when
standing in the mirror and I literally was looking at what I was going to wear on stage and blah, 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 blah.
And I asked myself, would I ever feel X again? Write that shit down. If you're getting the workbook, don't you worry, you'll get all these scripts. I remember when I thought, would I ever feel like blank again? Would I ever be able to be with my daughter when she crossed stage winning awards, or would I be stuck and chained to a cubicle? You guys got to get better at telling stories. So here where you tell that story and you say these things, tell the story, I remember, man, would I would ever feel this way? Then this happened. Number four, we need to throw in the product. Thank you, 5-day drop. Tell the story, I remember when, would I ever feel this way again? Then this happened. Thank you, 5-day drop. 5 days later, X happened. 5 days later, I looked in the mirror, I put on my jeans, and they zipped. I felt good, and I looked good. I mean, I took selfies in the mirror. I posted them on Instagram. I put my heels on. I put more makeup on. I did my hair. I put my perfume on. I felt good. Did I say how much weight I lost? Nope. Did I make any claims? Nope. I don't have to. 5 days later, my jeans fit. Y'all, I did lose 6 pounds in 5 days, but I didn't have to say that. I'm expressing the confidence that I felt 5 days later. This is a way for you to indirectly throw in the product without being a spammy Tammy.
This is the PS. I've tried it all just like you. This is where you put what didn't work. This is where you're letting them know, hey, I know
that there's those starve yourself and eat an apple every day kind of diets, and I tried them and it didn't work.
The hormonal freaking pooch said, screw you, fat diet, it ain't gonna work. So I know how you feel.
It didn't work for me either. What are you doing here? You're relating to them. You're letting them know, been there, done that, just like you.
And then here's what I got. 2 big benefits. Not all of them. Not, oh my God, the 5-day drop, I lost 6 pounds, and then I lost like 2.5 inches, and then my bloat was gone, and then this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened, and this happened. You guys are literally overselling the shit out of your stuff, and you don't need to. Give me 2 big benefits. Pick the other benefits for the next freaking story post that you do. Some of you probably need to do 2, just do 1. What was the big benefit? I felt damn good in jeans I couldn't zip up, and I felt good walking out that door. Do I need to say anything else at that point? Not really. But here, I'll put the 2 big benefits in there from the 5-day drop. Ready? Here's what I got. I stopped craving crap at night, and I found my new black dress reset. What am I doing? I'm just gonna get another name. Meaning.
Anytime I want to fit into my jeans or my little black dress, now I have the program. Boom! Last thing, call to action.
Now, some of this will work for you, some of it won't. So that's final. So here's the 6th step. Now the final piece is the call to action.
Some of your call to actions suck, like really, really bad. And I want to help you like not feel so awkward when you do it in a post. So here's what I do.
I say BTW, which is by the way.
I personally can say this. So you got to think about how you can make this work for your product or your business. By the way,
I can give $25 off to 10 new droppers.
Let me know.
XO, Marina.
Let's do a picture of me. Wait, Marina, you're not even gonna put a before and after with it? No. Maybe I'll use a picture of me and my kid. They work better. Maybe I'll do a picture of me and my dog because he's cute and I need to write him off. It doesn't always have to be a before and after picture. We're gonna talk about ways to use selfies. Don't worry, we're gonna get into that too. Does this make sense?
I hope you get it. This is the place to be for the next 20 days with me. The next 20 days, I promise you, I'm gonna change the way you look at social media. Stop looking for 5,000 scripts to use and done for you freaking posts from your upline. I want you to create the skill set that I've learned that makes me money whenever I need it. Keep that in mind. You guys are learning a new skill set. It's powerful. Nobody can take this away from you. All right? I love you guys. Don't forget to upgrade. Bye.